What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Jeffrey Millard, principal of KLH Engineers, along with Kevin Getz, mechanical engineer, and Stephen Federley, electrical engineer with KLH Engineers. KLH Engineers has been selected to receive an Autodesk BIM Experience Award. In this podcast, the team addresses what differentiates KLH Engineers in the marketplace, how the use of BIM helps improve project delivery, how they apply BIM for sustainable design, and what future possibilities they see for BIM as it relates to MEP engineering. What differentiates KLH Engineers in the marketplace?
This is Jeff. We are a traditional MEP firm in the fact that we offer the core services of mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, plumbing, and fire protection. But we differentiate ourselves by offering some progressive services. You're going to hear the word progressive and proactive in a couple of our different responses, but some of the other services we offer are energy, communication, information technology, commissioning, and lighting design. We offer kind of a proactive philosophy and a proactive work culture. We like to push the limits in our kind of workplace. 15 years ago, when a lot of the energy softwares were out there and doing their thing, they were always missing a piece of the puzzle. So we actually developed our own software to kind of gain the information we needed. So when Revit MEP came along, it was kind of an easy transition for us. Easy in the sense that we understood what values we wanted, what data we wanted to get out of it, and how we wanted to use it. So it was an early adoption for us. Yeah, there were technical difficulties as with any new software, but we were able to adopt the software quite easily. One of the other things, too, that I think sets ourselves apart is we were an early proponent of IPD. We kind of embraced that with a branded service offering several years ago by bringing a construction manager on board, an architectural firm, as well as all the contractors to make sure we could get the schedule rolling a little faster, have decision-making ability at the table with everyone involved. So for us, it's always been a proactive work culture, and how do we set ourselves apart? And it's set ourselves apart not only with our clients that we've had for the past 55 years as a business, but also as an opportunity to reach out to new relationships. So for us, it's a differentiator.
How does the use of building information modeling help to improve project delivery?
This is Stephen Federley. The first benefit of using BIM that we see is the increased coordination between architects and engineers. All disciplines are shared between architectural, structural, and MEP engineering firms, and those models contain all the information associated with each discipline. To take advantage of that advancement, KLH has developed an in-house program that helps coordinate these models with each of the firm's architectural, structural, and MEP. The program itself checks FTP sites for any new models that have a newer date, and we'll download those to our server in the morning so that when we get there in the morning, we have a model that is no more than 24 hours of the current model of all disciplines. This advantage helps us decrease design time, taking out of the construction schedule to provide the owner the building sooner than typically expected with other means. With the other disciplines' models, we are able to view all building components and parameters, and this takes me to the next benefit of BIM that we can see. Revit MEP's foundation for all building parameters is the extensive database that it utilizes. This database contains all building parameters. Through the use of schedules, we can easily pull this information from the database to help aid in design and drawing production. Because this database is easily expandable, this property of BIM will continue to save us time while increasing models' intelligence. This intelligence can then assist in coordination efforts as well as provide a greater base for facility management software in the future. The third benefit that we see for BIM comes when we do construction documents, and this is the class detection and interference checking. This capability allows the construction documents to be more coordinated, reducing oversights in the field that would otherwise affect cost and schedule. Going back to the Hebrew Union College CLOW library example, BIM as well as IPD played a very big part in the design of this building. The aggressive schedule, as well as with working within the existing structure, made BIM the only solution that we could see as a viable option. The IPD approach that we used for this design allowed everyone that had stakeholders of the project to provide informed and timely decision-making based off that BIM model.
How is your firm using building information modeling for sustainable design?
This is Kevin, and KLH Engineers has always been using sustainable design practices. We designed our first geothermal project over 25 years ago, and we are always collaborating and thinking of new ways to save energy. Once we have started to design an MEP system, we use Revit MEP along with our energy modeling software to determine the initial energy usage of the building. And what we will do is we will take our Revit MEP model, and export it into our energy modeling software. When we do that, we also export all of the architectural information and envelope information, such as room names, room numbers, wall areas, floor areas, window areas, roof areas, etc. All the envelope components that are required to perform the energy model. What we've found is that we're able to save some time. We're also able to better understand the architectural features of the building. We're able to create a better, more accurate energy model. What we're able to do, because we don't need to take the time to import all of the architectural information, we're able to concentrate and spend time on the MEP portion of the energy model. So we can run multiple iterations, take different design options, and see what's going to work best for the design team and ultimately for the owner. By using the Revit MEP, the design team is able to make more educated decisions about the system that we are designing. Now, on projects where we're going for LEED certification, we use Revit MEP to assist in our daylight modeling. And what we'll do is we'll take the Revit MEP model and export that into our daylight modeling software. And for the daylight modeling software, we use AutoCAD 3D Max. And what we are able to do is determine if we meet the LEED requirement for daylighting in a building. And because of the 3D nature of the program, we're able to adjust window height, adjust window characteristics faster and easier to make sure that we meet the minimum requirements for the LEED submission.
And this is Jeff Millard again. And you know what it's helped us with, especially, is the collaboration between the architectural community and the engineering community. We can make more valuable decisions on if light shelves are needed or if certain glazing properties are needed. So the collaborative aspects of working in a three-dimensional world has been extremely beneficial. So it's been a tremendously valuable standpoint from the sustainable design.
And this is Kevin. Just kind of to wrap up this answer, by using Revit MEP, we feel that it makes it easier for engineers to model buildings and just for the entire design team to collaborate with each other to understand the final product that's going to be produced.
Let's take a look in the crystal ball and tell us what you think the future possibilities are for building information modeling as it relates to MEP engineering.
You know, this is the exciting portion of the, I guess, the whole process of where we're going. As far as the big things that come to mind is the modeling. We've spent a couple minutes talking about modeling. We've got 4D, which is going to be able to integrate the schedule. We've got 5D that's going to integrate costs, both construction costs as well as operating costs. And then 6D, which is going to be energy and carbon footprint. So to me, one of the big things I see coming in the horizon is as a more integrated approach to the modeling aspect. It's also going to allow us to get a tighter link between the modeling softwares and Revit MEP. You know, what our end result would be is almost a TurboTax model. You're doing your taxes and you adjust something in your taxes and you notice, hey, I just saved another $100. Where I want to see is that there's a dashboard right on the screen. You select this window, you just affected this portion of energy. You selected that mechanical system, you just affected that portion of your carbon footprint. So a more tighter link between the modeling softwares and Revit MEP itself. So that's, to us, that's exciting because every decision you make could then give you a real-time approach. And on the construction side, I mean, one of the things I'm really passionate about is our firm has been using ToughBooks for some time for our construction administration. We go to a job site, we instantly have our drawings in front of us. We can make dual reports. I want to see contractors out there using tablet PCs and building from the model. I mean, no more building from paper, but we're designing this three-dimensionally. Let's build it the same way. So kind of in a summary, integration, we want to make sure this is everybody's on the same platform. The architect, the construction manager, the contractors, they're all in the same world. We use the word export a couple times too, but that kind of takes some of the intelligence out of it. We want everybody doing the same thing. So when we turn this thing over, it's still a living, breathing model after we step away from the design.
And this is Kevin. I wanted to add one point to that. And that is, we want the engineers and the contractors to be working more together. When we create our 3D model, we want to be able to turn that over to the contractors to build from. We don't want the contractors to have to recreate our drawings using their coordination software. We want to hand over an 80% coordinated set of documents that they can take and build from.
And this is Jeff again. That's really what it comes down to, that we're all working together, one team, to make sure that we're all headed towards the same goal. And that's the exciting portion of this. And I think that as an industry, everybody's energized about this, and everybody's energized to move forward, embrace the challenges and the new software technology that's going to come down the pipe.
For more about KLH Engineers, visit www.klhengrs.com. And for everything about the BIM Experience Award, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM Experience Award.